Let me take you into a deep dive of the character and personality of Kenneth Tricky Williams. Welcome to part one, The Conscience of a Nigger. A new infant black little baby nigger is born into the world without a choice, having no knowledge and no understanding that making a contribution to society was not and is not the American ideal for black people. No matter what generation that a black man or a black woman comes from, our original ancestors were known as a lower class or people who had no class, because black people did not have any rights in a society that was governed by white, wealthy European rulers. I'm talking about the real estate industry, the banking industry, the railroad industry, the automotive industry, commerce, and trade industries. Whatever the black family or the black tribes originally owned and controlled, they made a choice to give it up to gain something they didn't understand. And I'm sure in the scheme of things, black people turned against each other in Africa in hopes to get ahead in doing business with the white man who led those so-called original black men into slavery. I believe before one intelligent white man took anything or stole anything from one intelligent black man, it was the intelligent black man that had to make a decision first. Now, I don't know my 17th century, 18th century, and 19th century generation of black great-grandfathers, grandfathers, and fathers. And I don't know who their wives were either. So who the fuck am I? And who the fuck am I supposed to believe? I was influenced by the Harlem Renaissance movement through writing, dance, music, hip-hop, and art before I had the knowledge of what the movement was all about. But just being black and living in the black community, the movement trickled down from Harlem, New York, throughout the Northeast, and touched Wilmington, Delaware by my street dancing and hip-hop rapping and writing. And before the true development of my talents and street skills, the question still remains, who am I and who in the fuck am I supposed to believe? Am I supposed to believe the black slave nigger and Uncle Tom generation? The civil rights movement? Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, Black Panthers generation? The Black Power Soul Brother number one, James Brown generation? The Berry Gordy Motown generation? The Russell Simmons hip hop generation? The Tyler Perry mainstream black Christian entertainment generation? Or the 21st century generation of highly educated political black niggas of sophistication who have lost their motherfucking mind and forgot their ass is still black? And in the eyes of certain American and certain European wealthy multi-generational rulers, you educated, intellectual, sophisticated, and black political niggas are still black niggas. The 50-year master plan was written about black niggas in America. Remember women's liberty, welfare, Section 8, and child abuse social services? Who do you think that plan was targeting? Now, 50 years later, what is the identity of the black man in America? Some black leaders who live in the American culture society are compelled to go to Africa to help meet the need in their homeland. But not one of those so-called keeping it real niggas want to go back to Africa to live and walk away from the American dream of New York City, Los Angeles, Hollywood, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, or Chicago, the Windy City. It's those same niggas who can't give back nor come back to their American roots unless politics is in it. But they can jump on a jet and fly to Africa, take pictures of some poor looking skinny little niggas, and market that shit in the United States like they connected to Africa and some help the need bullshit. I got news for you. My name is Kenneth Tricky Williams, a street nigga. And I come from the Southbridge Projects in the United States of America, in the first state of the United States, and the first colony of the 13 colonies before the states came to be, Wilmington, Delaware. Black people called each other nigger, or you black nigger, or you black ass motherfucking nigger, every motherfucking day of my motherfucking childhood life. Then, when the white people called me nigga, you black nigga, and the Italians or the Jews called me black nigga outside of my black community, I didn't understand it to be racism at the time. But I felt emotionally bothered because their attitude was connected to the danger or harm against me. If I wasn't a little boy, I may have been in great danger at that time in my childhood outside of my black ghetto community. I went to junior high school and high school in New Castle, Delaware. We were called black niggers every motherfucking single day by the skinheads, the white boys, and the children of the KKK who lived in New Castle, Delaware, in that community. I remember the first day of high school at William Penn High, the William Penn Colonials. It's when busing started. All the black niggas from the hood was on school buses headed out to the suburbs. And when we pulled up, all the white people from the entire school were standing in front of the school with KKK Ku Klux Klan signs written in black paint on the pillars of the school building. Could you imagine going to high school and the pillars that held the high school up at the front entrance had black paint on white pillars of the school building that said KKK and spelled out the words Ku Klux Klan? That shit was the most fucked up shit I have ever seen with my two eyes the first day I went to high school. And you better believe we black motherfucking niggas stayed the fuck together on that day. I never graduated from that high school, and I never received my GED either. I guess I just didn't give a fuck. Like a lot of niggas, just like me, we just don't give a fuck. But we sold a lot of dope in school to them white boys and them lily white girls. Some white people just want to be cool with niggas, and they'll do anything to be down with a nigga from the projects. My childhood was fucked up from the start. My father was a black man, and my mother was a black woman. And they both said, fuck me. And I said, fuck them back. And I have been a badass black motherfucking street nigga up until the day I had my first encounter with God Almighty himself. But before that, before God, I said, fuck the world and fuck everybody in it. How in the fuck can anybody explain to my black ass one legitimate reason why my father and my mother, both motherfucking parents, said, I do not want you, and you are a mistake who should have never been born? Ain't that a bitch? It took me a long time to get over that one. But this is just a book now. I have to write this out. I hope y'all motherfuckers reading this shit and listening to this shit feel me. Whoever said don't reveal your life story to women when you begin to grow, because there are certain women who prey on men when they know everything about your past. Well, I feel the same way about those who attempt to come against God's anointing. Enough said. The way I think about it is, after I write everything out and put it in the book, it will stay in the book unless a motion picture film or a BET television movie series comes out of this shit. It's a good read for real people who need help without all that man-made religion and self-serving, self-righteous people, you know, the people that Jesus had nothing to do with. Fuck them. There's one thing about white people that I have come to understand. They are sorry and have asked God to forgive them for what they have done to black people and how they have mistreated the black race, even if they don't tell a nigga. I believe it to be true because most of my life advances have come through white businessmen and Jewish professionals. It's kind of hard not to be seen in a room full of white people and someone decides to help you, either with information, resources, money, and friendship. Most of my life, education and knowledge and experience in corporate America came directly from Jew boys, white boys, and Italians. And black people, black men and black women, have tried to hinder me from advancing in life through the workings of strife, jealousy, or greed and envy. I didn't understand how black people can address each other as niggas and call it the race card when the white boy call us nigga. The white Europeans, American white boys, and the Jewish whites called us black niggas because that's what we call one another, and it has become in the mainstream and an identification tag for the African American in the American society. Don't get mad, motherfucker. Get paid. Now, you can't make this shit up. No, what I'm about to say, you can't make this shit up. Y'all need to listen. I went to middle school and high school with a good kid that everyone called Rocky. He was very likable. Rocky also had a sister who went to school with us. They seemed like they came from a very good family. All the black kids knew each other because most of the black kids were all bused to the suburbs into the white schools. So we went to George Reed and William Penn in Newcastle, Delaware. One evening after school, my mother and a friend of hers asked me if I knew a kid named Rocky at school. I replied, yes, I know him. He's a friend of mine. I see him every day in passing at school. My mother looked at me with a sophisticated eye, and she said to me, now, Kenny, don't tell Rocky and his sister that their father comes to our house. Mr. Truitt is a Delaware state trooper, black police officer, and his children do not need to know that he comes to my house. Now, how did I know that? How the fuck you think I knew that information? My mother was getting fucked and all dicked down by a cop who just happened to be the father of two of my classmates from school. Rocky and his sister's father and mother were married. I guess my mom didn't want us to expose their dad in school and fuck their marriage up. And he would come to my crib in a police car and speak kind words to me and my sister. Then he would fuck the shit out of my mom's in the bedroom and then leave. And they made us kids a part of their life. Now I gotta go to school and see my man Rocky and his sister, knowing that their dad is fucking the shit out my mom's.